Let's greet to each other. Jesus is the Christ. He is all the solutions for our problem. Let's confess one more time. Let's put all into the covenant. Bless yourself. Everything will start from me. That is right. Today, God really gave us the covenant that the Jacob who put everything, all the things into the covenant. So God is the covenantal God. Just from one way, then He really gave us the promise. And then He even gave us the salvation so that we can really, the word will be really fulfilled. And according to the God's word, God will be really guiding us. And however, we do have all these conflicts, some struggles going along with that way. However, God is the one who will really give us the power. And then He will even give us the healing so that the God's word will be really fulfilled through me. If you really have received some kind of problems that you cannot really overcome, then He will give you the grace to pray. And every day you will receive the power and then God's word. And then your prayer will be answered. And then God will really make you confirm that you are actually in the covenant. Then He will even give you the proof, evidence. Then you can actually have the assurance of the salvation if you don't have the assurance. If you really preach the gospel, then you will actually have the assurance. That's the actually fastest. Why? Because you can give, because you have the life, and then you can give the life to others. Not just listening to the word of God all the time. You're actually truly God's child who already saved. And you really believe in the Christ, and then really God is in you. And then just try to deliver the message to others. Then actually you will figure out the answer in yourself, which is the assurance, really, that Jesus is the Christ. Why? Because God will be showing you the evidence when you really preach the gospel. God even gave us the covenant and then told us that we should really deliver this message. Just like Isaac and Rebecca, because you're the person of the covenant, you should really have the life of the person, covenantal person. Now, within the parentheses, I will put parents. And Isaac and Rebecca are very renowned people. And they actually, they haven't been written so that much. Abraham, more than 10 chapters we'll be talking about Abraham. And so it's Jacob. You know the story of the Joseph. Then actually, when you hear the word and the name Isaac and Rebecca, when I was listening to the Isaac story, Isaac Ismaili. I only had the image of that. Then we have this Isaac Ock. Whenever I heard the word Rebecca, then I can think of her right here, who is Isaac. Now Isaac is the one who have received the blessing of the hundredfold. Then just like last week's message, and then Isaac is someone who really found the blessing of the Rehoboth. Then Rebecca is someone who really gave the oil to Jacob. But what made them renowned people is that they were the covenantal people so that they can really obey the God's word. They really obeyed God's word. Do you know how they met? Abraham actually told his disciple that Abraham trusted the most. It's about for Isaac to get married. So for him, please find a bride. So Abraham actually told the covenant to his disciple. Then this disciple is also a renowned person. Then he really heard what Abraham said, and then he went out to find. And actually, Abraham's order was kind of vague and broad. First, go find. Then second, if you couldn't find anyone, then don't let Isaac go there. So that's what Abraham told his disciple and sent him. So the Abraham really trusted this person, and this person is obviously the person of prayer. The Lord who is God of my teacher, Abraham. So God really gave this covenant to Abraham. Please let me meet this person. That was Rebecca. So actually, he told Rebecca about this covenant. And then Rebecca said, "Yes, I will follow you." Then she decided to get married. And then Rebecca's parents, because Rebecca made decision, so they sent her. Then they asked if they could send her like 10 days later, because they won't be able to see her anymore. Then for 10 days at least, like, we want to be with her. Then this disciple said no, because God really fulfilled the God's word, I have to go back. And then they just talked and discussed, and then let's let Rebecca decide about this. Rebecca really heard and then thought about the covenant that was given to Abraham. Then she decided to really go and follow. So Rebecca had this faith that right away she listened to that God's word, and then 100% she followed. And then who got married with? Then she got married with someone who really enjoyed the prayer. That is Isaac. While Isaac was out for the meditation, Isaac is the one who was also praying a lot, all the time. That's Genesis 24:63. Then the mother who prays, and then the father who enjoys the prayer. For 20 years, they couldn't really have a child. When it's really important, then God really make you pray. But the answer won't be given right away. But however, praying long time is not important thing here. So, having a child means that your covenant and God's covenant should really be matched. Because God said through you and your offsprings, and that all the people will be blessed. So God actually had them, Rebecca and Isaac, pray. for 20 years until Jacob was born. Then they were really building the partisan of prayer and then waited. It's really important for you also to have this time to build the partisan of the prayer. Receiving the answer right away or not, it's not really the important here. The time to really focus and then imprint this God's word in yourself. Then it was the time to really get rid of the disbelief. If you really have the disbelief, you can't have the covenantal prayer. You can pray though. Covenantal prayer cannot be done. God didn't say just pray, but He did say that you have to have the covenantal prayer. So these 20 years was really important for them. You have this covenant that you grab hold onto. And through As of Gospel Church, these covenants were really passed on to you. And that you do have your covenant that you grab hold onto, but you don't have the answer for that. But that is the God's time schedule. God is really telling you, you have to really imprint this covenant in yourself. You have to get rid of the disbelief, seed of disbelief that is in you. Why? Because the God's covenant will be fulfilled no matter what. First and most, you really have to change yourself. How much? Until you can really talk and you can be really connected with God. The prayer that will be pleasing the God most. The prayer that is really communicating with God. God said that when He really looked at David, and then He said He was really happy and pleased. Because it's important for you, if you really grab hold onto the covenant, that's when you can really communicate with God. You have someone who can communicate with. It's not because your personalities, characteristics are same. Just because you have the same mind, that's why. It should be the same with God. You have tons of thoughts and ideas that would just go against God. We don't even have the roots and then natures that can be suitable for God. But we do have the mind to be communicated, that is the covenant. The most important thing in today's message about to grab hold onto the correct covenant, then what is your disbelief? That is always self-centered. You have to get rid of that. I grab hold onto this covenant. Is it really the God-centered covenant? So God is actually giving you that time to change it. I really want my child to do this and that and be successful like this. If I have received the blessing of the financial blessings, then I would do this kind of thing. And you're really centered with the physical things and worldly things. And then, but God really wants us to be the centered with covenant. It's not really about if I have money, then I will have the offering for the church construction. Even if I don't really have enough money, I'll still have the church construction. Because you don't really look around your environment or situation, you rather will be looking at the God's covenant. This is how I will be successful. I will be acknowledged by the people by evangelizing many people. God is actually giving me the time to improve and then change our motives. we should be really centered with on evangelism and missions. And God is really giving us this kind of time right now. Then Isaac and Rebecca actually had this kind of things. All this through repeated problems. You always have this disbelief that is really centered with yourself, centered with all these financial situations. And that's something that I'm really learning and then going through right now. Don't be deceived that if you don't really have the answers. Don't deceive that nothing has really changed. I have to really do it a little more. That's wrong. And I was not good enough. Because of this person, things just turn out like this. It's not right. And you're actually going through that journey of the prayer. You know, God is the one who really gave this kind of covenant already in ourselves, and He's the one who will be really changing ourselves. So going through this kind of 20 years, and then that's when God really gave the Esau and Jacob. Why these two married couple is very renowned? They are the pro experts of imprinting the God's word. What did they really do to their kids? They really had the team ministry, isn't that right? What did they really do after the Isaac grabbed hold on to? The 24/7, he really enjoyed. This is what we should really receive. You should really look at your kids, not as your kids, but someone who really has the covenant. So all they were together all the time, then the covenant is the thing that they really grab, then deliver to. So then you don't really have to think, maybe the Jacob is the mom boy. Those things don't really matter. Because they grab hold on, they could really see the covenant. The younger one will be stronger. And then through the younger one, then the covenant will be delivered. It's not really about the personalities. It's not really about what they really did. It's all about the imprinting the covenant that is really given by God. Then all the time they really grab hold onto the covenant. The team ministry, the being together, is very important. You should really break down all the forces of darkness that will really make you hard to be together. Because we are in the developed country, then everything is very individualistic. And being alone is very most comfortable, than you rather want to be alone. But then it's not really for the team ministry. But that's something that we have to crush. And then God really will give us the chance to really break down that. Because God will really give us all the incidents and some accidents to really break down the darkness. She's already a Japanese. Then what's so renowned and great? Isaac and Rebecca are the one who really imprinted the covenant in themselves. Just think about it. You really didn't know that Isaac actually really didn't know that Jacob was pretending to be Esau. Well, of course Isaac knew. all the blessings was given to Jacob. Then, in the point of view as the parent, it's very bad parent. Then maybe the Isaac should have just left some, like maybe half of the blessing to the other. Don't you really think that it would be better if the Isaac really gave the half and half? I think the pastor Tim received some like New Year's money. Our parents are very biblical. Older one, then 10,000 yen, and then to the younger one, it's 5,000. Then I actually said, it's not biblical. And then there's no love of parents. They usually, maybe like, as a parent, they want to really give you half and half. Nothing left. But this is not the level of loving them or not. So if it's this blessing is given to Esau, the blessing is given to Esau already. What parents chose is not really about their feelings or thoughts. They picked, they chose the covenant. And then they just deliver the covenant to their kids. That's the most difficult part of the parents. So you should really have this concentration time. Because there is a love of parents. Then because you're thinking about the future of the child, and then you just do something. It's very natural to do that. But Isaac and Rebecca, it was not that important. Then for these two people, then the covenant that all the people will be blessed through Jacob was really important, more important. So that's why they followed 100% of the God's word till the end. They really deliver to the covenant, and they're really renowned parents. Don't forget that you are the parents like that. Isn't that right? You're Isaac, you're Rebecca, you're Jacob. No one said amen. Then get rid of your disbelief. Sometimes you might feel that there's no love. But you're actually the very important person to really deliver this covenant to the others. Then Esau is the one who really grabbed hold onto the covenant, who really blessed. However, God chose Jacob, and then have the covenant be fulfilled. You should really understand the essence of the covenant. What is the essence of the covenant? Then God really gave us the right birth. Simply put, that Jesus is the Christ. So they really grab hold onto this covenant and deliver. Then why is the essence of the covenant? So think about it, when the Israelites were coming out from Egypt, who were killed for the Passover? So it is a Passover. Who was taken? All the houses of the first child was actually taken away. So like that, you really have to give the firstborn sheep to God. So in the New Testament, it says that the Jesus Christ was born as the first child. Then he really came as the first person to be born. Isaac and Rebecca, what did they really deliver to their own child? It's not really about that you, because you're the firstborn child and you're great. Only Jesus Christ was really delivered to this kid. Why? Because all of us do have that original sin that cannot be solved by anything else. Then all this transgression can be really forgiven if you lie, and you don't have to lie. But the sin you cannot forgive. The sin is being away from God. That all the destiny that had been really deceived by Satan. And then you always had to go through this background of the hell. Those things cannot be really forgiven. So our original sin is completely, perfectly, and eternally solved. And this covenant was delivered inaccurately. And then those who really grab hold onto the covenant and realize this blessing is the one who really received all the blessings. Please apply this to your field. Then, who is the center of your field? Your household, your school and workplace, your region. What is the center of that? Originally, it will be all centered with someone who really grab hold onto the covenant. Your household, your workplace, your school, your region. It should be really going around with the person who really grab hold on, who really, even the financial blessings will be really centered with you, with someone who really grab hold onto the covenant. Esau didn't really know that. He couldn't really believe that the Jesus Christ is enough. That's why he even went out to really try to earn something for himself. Whenever he has a problem, and then that's when he really grabbed hold onto the covenant. That is a religious life that he went through. But he really knew that all the blessings are actually then all these things will be really moved by someone who will be able to believe in it. Isaac really grabbed hold onto this covenant, and then God is the one who really gave the 100 times 100-fold. Everything was really centered with Isaac, just because of this one covenant. You really have to imprint on how great this covenant is. You should really rotate this entire field with the center with this one covenant, or this human relationship, the financial blessings, the physical blessings, and the spiritual flow. All these things are really included in this Jesus Christ. Those who really grab hold on to that is the one who God will be really working upon. When exactly can you really grab hold on to and enjoy? Actually, mother gave that oil. But the amount was not that big. When it's really important, you really have to build the altar, and then she really delivered the essence of that worship. Because all this worship will be really answered through the people who really grab hold onto the covenant. Why? Then all this person who really grab hold onto can receive the answer, and then God is the one really showing His way when you really restore the worship. And then these things are the ones who really grab hold onto the covenant, and that is your mission, and that is why we need the 3 days weekend. And what is the essence of the covenant? And the covenant will be fulfilled no matter what. And it's 100%. Within the Jacob's journey, and then no matter what happens, and then it will be fulfilled. Then how come we should really imprint that covenant? Because it will be fulfilled. If something else is really imprinted, then just like Esau, then it will be all missed out. Jacob really received 100 times more. Isn't that right? Why? Because this covenant was really imprinted. The fulfillment of the God's word is like 100%. And what kind of covenant did they really give? We really received that covenant of the 3,000 disciples, and then through you, then 300 regional churches will be built. Even if that, if it doesn't really happen, then God really gave us the 3,000 disciples, 300 regional churches, and then reviving the non-pastoral churches. And then all the accreditation for the seminary school will be given. Not only that, then ACA should be really spread it in all over Japan, not only the school. Then all the students in ACA will be the witnesses of the world evangelization. Then God is really giving us you should really have the three courtyards. I don't really have the financial power to do this. It's correct, but that's covenant. That's not something that you will do. Because God will fulfill this. Those who really grab hold onto the covenant, and then all these finances, people, and everything will be attached. Then if you really grab hold onto the covenant and pray, then don't worry about all this, what to eat, what to wear, like Esau. Because right now, your current situation is the best. It's the best time schedule for you to imprint this covenant. Jesus is the Christ. So you just shouldn't have only no disbelief. Let's look at Jacob. So that's the remnants. Actually, you are also Jacob. You are the remaining ones. All the field, you are the you can conquer. From the parents, then Jacob is the one really checking. Then whenever someone told me you're the Nazarite, and then I thought it was she was nagging. It's very scary to imprint. Whenever I went to karaoke, then Nazarite. When I drink alcohol, Nazarite. I enjoy these days. But important thing is that for Jacob, that he received the covenant all the time, even if it sounded like nagging, even if the parent you don't like parents, still listening to the God's word. You will say you gotta do it, but still they will be listening. But then one day he fell. He was escaping and he fell down. He was tired. The very great thing about the imprint. Mother, my mom gave the oil to me. I have to worship. I have to pray. Then that time schedule came. What kind of time schedule? We've been listening to the covenant. Then at Bethel, Jacob really experienced the covenant. There's a ladder, and then all the angels are going ascending and descending. But then this ladder means that Jesus Christ. It really symbolizes Christ because he is between God and me. From your parents, you've been listening to Jesus is the Christ. Whenever you give the worship, and then like a nagging, you listen to the God's word, Jesus is the Christ. But one day, that you really experience that Jesus is the Christ. But it's important to really nag at your child with the covenant. Because Jacob really met God and Christ. I've been really listening to this covenant. Really, Jesus is really the Christ. And then God truly is with me. And then God is the one who really blessed me so far. He is the one who will really be blessed and then really guide me. And then this was the time schedule to really fulfill these things. It was the time for that time schedule. Really the remnants, then the time will really come that the remnants will realize Jesus is the Christ. Not only that, after that, then he really received all the financial blessings. He actually went stopped by. So even though he was actually using the humanism, and then really God really gave all the blessings, and there was this repeated problems. There was the brother who really kept the scars. Then what did Jacob do? What did Jacob really experience? So he was actually personalizing the prayer. So just like parents taking 20 years. So it was that 20 years was really given to their child. So that even though his older brother was just trying to kill Jacob, it was not the problem. nearby the tree, then he really prayed with assurance. Until you really bless me, I will not let you go. He didn't say that, please answer me. Until you answer me, I will not let you go. He confessed like that because he knew that the God is the one who will fulfill the covenant. Who can change this person that cannot be changed? Anyone who can be changed? Who can change? Only God can change. And you know that. So it's really important for us to really have that time to really look upon God. It's important to really pray till the end. But the important part is that you already know that your prayer will be answered, and then you pray. Then around that time, then God said, you are no longer Jacob, you are called Israel. And then after the introduction, then all this main body will come. The real blessing is the blessing of the evangelism, the blessing of the Israel. So it was really the beginning that really to start the receiving the. Then the real start of the remnant is that after the personalization of prayer took place. Then as a result, Genesis 39-49. So on really through Jacob, there were 12 tribes. So until here to the land of Canaan, God really gave us that time schedule, because the only one covenant is just good enough. And it's okay if he's gonna really use this or not. The most important thing is if you have the covenant or not. Just like Isaac and Rebecca, then you have to really check yourself if you really have the centered with the covenant. You have to really restore to really follow the God's word. You should really grab hold on, and you should really enter into the answers of that team ministry. What kind of covenant is that? Jesus is the Christ. In that, through the worship, then God will really bring all the blessings to you. And all these additional things will be really added. Don't look at the current situation. You really have to wait for this time schedule of that remnant. That means you really have to keep breaking down all the forces of darkness. You really have to nag at them with the covenant. Until that person really prayed all by themselves. Then around that time, then all the answers of the field will be really appearing. This is all the principle of the evangelism movement. This is the principle of our life as the evangelist. Throughout today, this week, I'll bless all of you to really have the covenant that Jacob grabbed hold on to. Let's grab hold on to the covenant and let's pray for a minute. Please give me all the faith of the Isaac and Rebecca. Let us really pray.